lot of these days are electronics.
我喜欢现在这种电子的时代。
Would you believe when I first started preaching, I didn't have a microphone?
你能相信当我刚刚开始讲道的时候, 我没有用麦克风。
Now I have a microphone and a translating a piece of equipment that I left down there, and just all kinds of electronics that we have these days.
现在呢，我不但有麦克风，而且我还有另外一个机，就是能够听翻译跟我讲你们讲的中文是什么意思。
You young people could not live without that equipment, could you?
我相信你们年轻一代没有这些电子的东西是没有办法生活。
I heard recently that if you took all of the iPods and cell phones and computers away from the young people, there would be massive depression.
我最近听说，如果我们把 iPad 或者手机或者电脑全部从年轻人手上拿走的话，那么会出现一个很大的。 就是失落的危机，抑郁症的危机。
Now I hope you can hear me over the singing. I hear the brothers, the group that's in the sanctuary today singing quite loudly.
今天在主堂那些弟兄唱歌唱得很大声，我希望你们能够听到我的声音。
I want to talk to you today about the subject of prayer.
我今天要讲的题目就是祷告。
Pastor Pat and the staff have been emphasizing a new emphasis on prayer for Eastern Hills Church.
在我们这个大教会，我们的主任牧师还有他的下面的人都非常注重。 有一个新的就是看见到祷告的能力。
It's based on the scripture that says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer."
这是根据圣经里面讲的，就是说我的家是一个祷告的家。
And we are emphasizing prayer in every aspect of it from the Bible.
在我们的圣经中，我们都非常强调。
And that's why you had the scripture read from Luke chapter 11 this morning.
这就是为什么我们刚刚在读路加福音第十一章。
We just sang a song that had the phrase, "I want to know you more."
我们刚刚唱圣诗的时候唱到说，我们要知道你更多。
The best way for us to get to know God more is through prayer.
我们能够知道神更多的最好的方法就是祷告。I
read somewhere a statement that said the sermon that Satan is the most afraid of is a sermon about prayer.
我最近读到的就是说，撒旦他最怕的就是祷告。Why
would Satan fear a message about prayer?
为什么？ 撒旦会怕祷告的信息呢?
Because Satan does not want God's people to be in communion and communication with their heavenly Father.
因为撒旦不希望神的儿女跟神有这样的沟通。
When we pray, the devil runs away.
当我们祷告的时候，撒旦就跑开了。
So we will talk about the importance of prayer this morning.
所以我们今天要讲到祷告的重要性。How
many of you have memorized what we call the Lord's Prayer?
你们有多少人能够记住主祷文呢?
Let me see. I just want to see. More than I thought. More than maybe half. Maybe a little more than half.
比我想象的要多，大概你们当中有。
I'm very pleased to hear that,
because
Well, I thought many of you were new Christians and maybe had not learned the Lord's Prayer.
我以为你们当中很多人是新的基督徒，然后你们还没有记住这主祷文。
It is one of the most wonderful portions from the Word of God.
主祷文呢是最从神的话语中最奇妙的一部分。
And of course, it is the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples.
这是耶稣教导他门徒怎样祷告的教训。
In fact, they said, Jesus, teach us to pray.
事实上呢，那时候他的门徒就对他说，求主教导我们祷告。
All of us learn to know how to pray.
我们都学习怎样祷告。
And to learn what prayer is all about.
而且也学习祷告是怎样的。
We need to know that we don't always get all of our prayers answered the way we would like.
我们知道，当我们祷告的时候，我们不一定说每次都得到，我们的祷告都得到回应。
And there are many different ways to pray.
而且呢，有很多很多不同的方式的祷告。
And there are many different things to pray about.
有很多事情我们可以祷告。
I heard your prayer today.
我今天听到你们的祷告。
Praying for God's blessing upon this meeting.
你们祷告说求神祝福这个教会，祝福我们的崇拜。
And praying for God's anointing on the preaching of the word.
你们求神高讲员的口。
And those are all wonderful things to pray about.
这些都是祷告很好的东西。
As we look at the Lord's Prayer today, there are four things that I would like to look at.
当我们看这主祷文的时候，有四个方面我要跟大家分享。
For the purpose of this message, I will share four categories of prayer.
祷告有四个方面。
For groupings of prayer. Okay.
就是我把它分成四个方面。
First of all, from this prayer, we find a prayer of praise.
我们首先看到的是赞美的祷告。
Or another word would be adoration.
换一句话就是说颂赞。
Of course, that means prayer that lifts praises to God.
这就是说我们当我们祷告的时候，我们把我们对神的赞美都列出来。
In this Lord's Prayer, he starts off by saying we should celebrate who God is.
在这祷告的开始，我们看到，我们首先应该赞美神，赞美他的本神的本身。
We celebrate that he is the God of all creation.
他是所有他是造物主。
We celebrate that he is a holy God.
他是圣洁的。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
这里面说到，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你为圣。
In other words, holy is your name.
圣洁是你的名，你的名是圣洁。
Our God is a holy God.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
He is perfection.
他是完美的。
He is creator of everything, the Bible says.
他是所有事物的造物主。
If you read the Psalms, you see how he expresses how marvelous and holy God is.
如果你读诗篇的话，你会看到说诗人是怎样赞美神的奇妙，他的伟大，他的圣洁。
It almost seems that he's unreachable.
他给我们看上去他好像是高不可及。
The verse says in this Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven.
但是在这里主祷文里面说神是我们的父。
We don't actually know where heaven is.
我们也不知道真不知道天堂真的在哪里。
In God's great expanse of his creation,of this universe,
在天堂在 神创造了这个宇宙的空间，我们不知道天堂真的在哪里。
I'm amazed when I read new statistics about new galaxies and millions of galaxies being found.
我读到一些就是有关天文方面的事情的时候，就是他们统计说，我们经常要发现又发现了一个新的星系，很多的很多的星系。
There really are as many stars in the sky as there are grains of sand by the ocean.
我们天上的星就跟我们海中的沙一样的多。
Yet God, who is in heaven, is here with us right now.
但是呢，神在天上的神，他也在我们这边，跟我们在一起。
And for that reason, we give him praise.
所以呢，为了这个原因，我们赞美他。
This prayer of praise to God releases our faith in God.
当我们在赞美的神的时候，我们就把我们对神的信念释放出来了。
When I think of how great God is,
当我想到神是如何伟大的时候
and how small I am,
我是如何渺小的时候
but yet he told me to communicate with him,
但是他跟我说我可以与他沟通
and to talk with him,
可以跟他讲话
I am amazed,
我真的是感到很
and my faith becomes stronger.
我的信念也更加强了。
So the prayer of praise strengthens our faith.
所以呢，当我们赞美祷告的时候，我们的信念也得到的坚强。
It really helps us to believe that God can do and will do what He said He will.
这帮助我们，增强我们的信念，说神会给我们信实的应许。
So our first kind of prayer is a prayer of praise.
所以呢，我们第一方面的祷告就是赞美式的祷告。
When I start out my prayer this way, it helps me to pray the rest of the prayer.
当我这样子开始的时候呢，我下面的祷告也有帮，它帮助我在下面的祷告。
Because the second aspect of prayer is a prayer of confession.
因为第二方面的祷告就是认罪的祷告。
Forgive us our sins.
赦免我们的罪。
You find in the Lord's Prayer where he says, "Forgive us our sins."
你在主祷文发现说，他说赦免我们的罪。
So when we invite God into our presence through praising Him,
当我们把神放到我们当我们邀请神到我们这边来，然后我们赞美他的时候
，He comes and he looks at our hearts.
他检查我们的心。
He's looking at your heart and he's looking at my heart this morning.
他检查我们的心，你的心和我的心。
That's why Jesus said, "Pray this way."
这就是为什么耶稣基督教导我们这样子祷告。
Forgive us our trespasses, our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
就是说，要赦，求我们求神赦免我们的罪，正如我们赦免其他人的罪。
So God is concerned about the sin problem.
所以神很关心我们的罪的问题。
We all know what the sin problem is.
我们都知道罪性的问题。
All of us would admit that we are lost and we're born in a lost, sinful condition.
我们大家都知道，我们出生的时候都是带着罪来的。
Do we all know that we were born separated from God?
我们生下来的时候是与神隔绝的。
I trust that everyone knows that in their heart.
我相信我们每个人都知道，在你的心里。
Jesus is telling his disciples in teaching them how to pray. He said, "You must seek forgiveness for your sins."
当主耶稣基督教导他门徒怎样祷告的时候，他跟他门徒说，你们必须求神赦免你们的罪。
He deals with the sin issue, but he also deals with the temptation issue.
他不但让我们要对付我们的罪，也让我们要对付我们的就我们所遇见的试探。
So in this prayer, he said, "Lead us not into temptation."
所以在这主导文里面，他教导我们要讲说，不叫我们遇见试探。
Now we know that God does not tempt us.
我们知道神并不会试探我们。
The Bible says that God does not tempt any man.
圣经说神不试探任何人。
We know the temptations come from the enemy of our soul.
我们知道试探是从我们。
The book of James tells us about that.
是从我们的敌人来的。
The problem with temptation is all of us.Are subject to being tempted by the enemy all the time.
因为我们所有的人，无论在何时何地，都是会遇见试探的。
The issue is what we do about the temptation.
所以问题就是说，我们怎样去对付试探。
How do we handle the temptation problem?
我们怎样去来对付这个问题？
Do we entertain the idea of temptation to sin?
我们是就说，就与罪为乐。
When the enemy tempts us, do we fall to the temptation?
当我们的敌人来试探我们的时候，我们就这样子跟着去了吗？
That's a decision that we make in our own hearts.
这就是我们在我们心中要做的决定。
That's why Jesus is dealing with it in the Lord's Prayer.
这就是为什么耶稣基督教导我们要怎样去对付。
Because he knows that that's where we live.
因为他知道我们在是生活在怎样的光景中。
He knows what happened to Adam and Eve.
他知道亚当跟夏娃碰见什么的情况。
He knows what happened to Cain and Abel.
他知道，该隐，亚伯，那时候发生什么事情。
Jesus knows what happened to the children of Israel.
他知道以色列的儿女发生了什么事情。
He knows how rebellious they were and how sinful they were.
他知道他们是怎样的，叛逆，是怎样的带着罪性的。
He knows how they fell to temptation time and time and time again.
他知道他们是怎样，落入试探的，而且是多次的落入。
And so Jesus was deeply concerned about the sin problem.
所以耶稣基督很关心这个罪的问题。
And so that's why he gave us these words in this marvelous prayer.That we read.
所以就是为什么他教导我们这样子来祷告。
Deliver us from evil, he said.
叫我们不遇见试探，他这样子教导我们说。
We all must admit that the evil one is there.
我们必须承认，就是撒旦总是在那边。
And he's always there, and he never lets up.
他总是在那边，而且他从不放弃。
The Bible says.He's going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he might devour.
他在圣经里面就是说，他就像游走的狮子，寻找可吞食的人。
Have you ever felt that roaring lion after you?
你们有没有这些有那些就是狮子在后面追逐你们呢？这种经历。
Yeah, I can tell by looking at your faces that you have.
从你们的表情中，我可以告诉你们，你们当中很多人有过这样的经历。
Oh, if we could just live this life without the devil at our heels all the time.
如果我们能够生活在一个状况中，就是没有撒旦在追逐我们。
But my dear friends, Jesus is here today to deliver us from evil.
但是我们要知道，耶稣基督在这边，他叫我们，不遇见试探。
That's why he gave us that example of a prayer.
这就是为什么他给我们这个祷告的例子。
Our prayer is that God would deliver everyone here from the power of the enemy.
我们祷告的时候，我们求神让我们每个人，都不遇见试探。
And the power to overcome
试探
and the power to overcome temptation.
去战胜这个试探
Because Jesus not only wants us to overcome temptation, but he wants to cleanse our hearts from sin.
他不但要我们不遇见试探，而且他也要让我们的心就是不去。落入这个试探。
He wants us to grow deeper in the Lord.
他要我们在主里面更深的成长。
So the temptations are not as strong.
好让这个试探不会那么对我们有那么很强的诱惑。
And the temptations are not as many.
也不会有这么多的试探。
And they're not as powerful as they used to be.
也不会那么的强。
And we are not as weak as we used to be.
我们也不会像以前一样软弱。
He wants us to become stronger in the Lord.
他要我们在主里面成为更刚强。
The more we pray this prayer before us that we're looking at, the more we pray that prayer.
我们如果像这样子主祷文这样子祷告的，如果我们祷告的越多。
The stronger we will become.
我们会变得更坚强，更刚强。
I believe people who pray this prayer become stronger Christians.
我相信，所有用这个主祷文祷告的人都会成为更刚强的基督徒。
If they pray it sincerely.
如果他们很认真的祷告，真正用心的在祷告的话。
And not just as a ritual.
而不只是好像是。就是像走过场一样。
Some churches say this prayer all the time, and it becomes a ritual.
有一些教会就是每次都会读这个经文，但是只是拘于形式而已。
We try to avoid things like ritual because it isn't as personal.
我们不要形式，因为这不是从我们的心而来的。
So.The second point is a prayer of confession.
所以我刚刚讲的就是第二点，就是认罪的祷告。
The third aspect of prayer from this Lord's Prayer is a prayer of petition.
第三个方面的祷告是请求式的祷告。
Petition is, that means a prayer asking God for things.
就是意思就是说，你求神赐给你什么。
Is it right to ask God for things?
跟神求是一件对的事情吗？
I believe it is.
我相信是的。
We just need to be careful what kinds of things we ask for.
我们只是要很小心，我们要向神求什么。
In this prayer, he said, "Give us this day our daily bread."
在主祷文里面，他讲到是说我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。
So Jesus said.We can come to him and ask for things.
所以耶稣基督说，我们可以到神的面前来跟神请求。
But we need to be wise and understanding of the kinds of things we ask for.
但是当我们求的时候，我们要有智慧。
We need to be careful about asking for material things.
我们必须很小心，我们所求的不是物质上面的东西。
But even then.It might be all right.
但即便是有时候也是可以的，就是求物质上面的东西。
I saw a prayer request this week, an email that came to me.
我这个礼拜看到一个祷告的请求。
And the request was from someone in the church who has no automobile, no car.
这个祷告的请求是从我们教会有一个就没有车的人来的。
And they said, Would you pray that I may find a used car that I can afford to buy?
他里面说，请你为我祷告，我可以买一辆旧的车。
And I was happy to pray that prayer for her.
我是很高兴为她代祷的。
If she said, I would like a new Cadillac.
如果说我要一辆卡雷来车。
Lincoln, what's it used to be Cadillac? Or is it Lincoln now? Or what's the Lexus?
Porsche.
Okay. I would change my prayer to say, God, help her to ask for a used car that you can afford.
那我会把我的祷告改成说，神啊，求你给她一辆旧的车。
But God does care about the things we need.
但是神关心我们需要的东西。
He knows about our need for daily bread.
他知道我们每日所需要的东西。
And that kind of prayer is a good prayer to pray.
所以我们日用的需要是一个好的请求。
And we petition God for our own needs, but also for the needs of others.
我们求神给我们我们所需要的东西，我们也求神给其他人所需要的东西。
Another act of a prayer of petition or asking God is seeking God's will.
另外一个请求神的祷告就是求神的意。
It's asking God, what is your will for me?
就是问神说，你对我的旨意是什么呢？
That is always a good prayer to pray.
这总是一个很好的祷告。
Oh God, show me what you want me to do.
神求你告诉我说你要我做什么。
God, I ask you to show me what your will is for my life.
请你启示给我你对我的人生的旨意是什么。
In fact, that's a prayer that we need to pray frequently.
实际上呢，这是我们经常需要祷告的一个方面。
Because I find God does not reveal His will for our lives usually way in advance.
我知道神不会就是说早早的就把他的计划，他对我们的计划给我们显现。
It is actually a day-by-day experience that we have.
它让我们所经历的是每一天的每一天它给我们。
It could even be a prayer every morning.
所以我们这个祷告可以每一天我们都这样子祷告。
God, what is your will for me today?
神啊，你今天对我的旨意是什么？
What would you have me do today, and how should I respond? To your leading today.
我今天怎样回应你对我的引导呢？
Will you lead me to an opportunity to witness for you?
你今天会让我去见证你，有机会见证你。
And so the prayer of petition is a wonderful prayer.
所以请求式的祷告是非常好的祷告。
And the fourth kind of prayer is a prayer of intercession.
第四种的祷告是代求的祷告。
Of course, this prayer is probably the most popular with people who know the Lord.
当然了，这是对就是已经认识神的人来说是最多最。
If you have prayed the prayer of confession to God.
当你，if you have
prayed the prayer of confession,
如果你认罪,
and if you have been forgiven of your sins,
如果你的罪已经被赦免,
and you have Jesus Christ in your heart,
你已经有耶稣基督在你的心中,
and you have grown in the Lord in your spiritual life,
而且呢，你已经在主里面有成长,
so that you are not focused on your own needs.
那么你就不再注重你自己的需要。
then the prayer of the Christian is an intercessory prayer.
那么你的祷告就会变成代求的祷告。
That means praying for others.
那就是为他人祷告。
The Lord's Prayer says, Thy kingdom come.
主祷文里面说，你的国降临。
And Thy will be done.
你的旨意行在地上。
On earth as it is in heaven.
行在地上如同行在天上。How
does that come about?
这是什么意思?
How does God do His work on this earth as He is in heaven?
神怎样在地上行他的功，就像在天上行他的功呢？
I believe God does much of what He does in this world through the intercessory prayers of His children.
我想呢，神做他的功是通过我们为其他的人祷告，我们代求。
When we pray, God moves.
当我们祷告的时候，神就做他的功。
I believe that with all my heart.
我的全部的信心都相信。
It's what the Bible teaches we should do.
这是圣经里面教导我们这样子做的。
Now I believe in the sovereignty of God.
我相信神的权柄。
I believe God is all powerful.
我相信神是全能的。
I believe God is all knowing.
我相信神是全知的。
But I believe God has put the responsibility on us to intercede for others.
但我也相信神放在我们心中的职任是要我们去为他人代求。
The work of proclaiming the gospel is ours.
我们要做的就是宣扬神的话。
The passion for the lost is ours.
我们要关心那些世上的人，失散的人。
That's why Jesus taught his disciples to pray this way.
这就是为什么耶稣基督教他的门徒这样子来祷告。
In this marvelous prayer, when he said, Thy kingdom come, he told us to say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done.
在这个祷告中，他教导我们这样子祷告，就是说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So it is our job to pray for the lost of the world.
所以我们的工作是，我们要为 为还世上的人祷告。
It is our job to pray for our loved ones.
我们要为我们所爱的人祷告。
It is our job to pray for the ministry of the gospel through missionaries worldwide.
我们要为全世界的在宣扬福音的所有的人祷告。
That's the way God is building His kingdom.
这就是神是这样子来建立他的国度的。When
I heard recently that there are a million new converts to Jesus Christ in the country of Iran.
当我最近听到说在伊朗有一百万的人最近新成为基督徒。And
many people are coming to Jesus in the Middle East.
越来越多的人在中东开始信靠神。In
the heart of Islam.
在伊斯兰教的国家里面。Even
without having Bibles or a preacher.
即便在他们在那个情况下是没有圣经，也没有宣教士在那边。The
Holy Spirit of God is speaking to the hearts of people.
但是神的灵对
How is he doing that?
他怎样做到的呢?
Through those who pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done.
是通过我们那些求说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And so that's a wonderful way to pray.
所以这个是一个很美妙的方式来祷告。
So let's all learn from this marvelous prayer that God, that Jesus gave us.
愿我们大家都从这主祷文中学到怎样祷告。
Let me say that prayer again as we look at it in the scripture here.
让我们再重新读这段经文。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意。
On earth as it is in heaven.
行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。
And forgive us our sins.
赦免我们的罪，赦免我们的罪。
For we also forgive everyone who has sinned against us.
因为我们也赦免犯亏欠我们的人。
And do not lead us into temptation.
不叫我们遇见试探。
But deliver us from evil.
叫我们脱离凶恶。
For thine is the kingdom.
Thine is the kingdom. 因为你的国。
It's not in there. It's in the Matthew account. So, for thine is the kingdom.
因为国荣耀。
And the power.
因为国度权柄。
And the power and the glory forever.
荣耀都归于你。
Amen.
直到永远。Amen.
In Matthew, those other verses are added that are not in the Luke account, sorry.
这就是最后一句是在马太福音里面，但是没有在路加福音。
May that be the prayer of our hearts today.
愿这主祷文是我们心中的祷告，成为我们心中的祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.